everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. I am your host, Maria. And I just want to start off by saying thank you guys so much for the positive feedback on my recapping mental health workshop with Evelyn Chavez. I think that was so cool to see, and I'm so happy that there are actually people out there who are using the mental health toolkit. So stay tuned for more content for that. But I wanted to introduce today's episode, which is going to be titled, obviously by the title of today's episode, Working with What I Learned Last Quarter. And that is hard for me. And I dive into it more a little bit in this episode. But, you know, last quarter, like I've been hearing from a lot of my friends and stuff like that, last quarter was just not my quarter, and that's okay. And that's okay. Which is why I'm taking the skills that I learned from last quarter into this new quarter, spring quarter, which I'm very excited for because, you know, the sun's starting to come out. It's like nice outside. That's like one of the only things I can associate with spring quarter. But I feel like it's less stressful because it's like the end of the quarter, you know, right before summer. But I also feel like for other people, it could be more stressful because of that fact. So if it is the latter, then I apologize. And maybe these tips won't be as helpful for you, but comment down below and then we'll see where we can go from there, you know? So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. As always, I'm so excited to be back. I love spring. I love Slugcast. I love everything right now. So we'll see how that actually ends up at the end of the quarter with my recap. But yeah, thanks for listening to today's episode, guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to today's episode. Like you guys already heard in the intro, I'm going to be talking about my takeaways from winter quarter and how I guess I'm dealing with it all. And that sounds so dramatic, but honestly, last quarter for me personally was a dramatic quarter. And I don't know why just yet. That's something my therapist and I could talk about, but let's just dive into it. I keep on saying that last quarter was dramatic and it was stressful and it was the times, you know? But in reality, a lot of good stuff happened. So, as always, let's start with the good. I personally did good in my classes. I was very proud of myself. I was taking 20 units. I was very stressed. And you know, it was a learning curve. I took my first upper division, and that was something I wasn't anticipating to be as difficult as it was. Not to sound cocky, but I felt fairly confident in the class and the material for linguistics, I should specify. And, you know, then I took my first upper div for linguistics. And if you guys know, you know. But if you don't, basically writing a paper every week was so stressful. But you know, at some point, because I am a humanities major, you get used to it. But you know, that is actually starting off one of the things that I learned about: manage my time better. Oh my god, guys, I've been saying this and I feel like such like a fake, you know, podcaster, whatever you guys want to call me. I feel fake because I've literally given advice about managing time and, you know, writing stuff down in your agenda and all like that. And I slacked on that. If I'm being honest, I really did slack on it. And it was hard at first, but honestly, it happens. I'm learning to try to give myself grace given, you know, the whole quarter and stuff like that. And of course, I'm a part of different clubs. So my time was pretty stretched thin this quarter, but I made it work. And, you know, like I said, I was proud of my grades and stuff. And so I have to give myself credit where credit is due. I did work hard, but I also did, you know, not use my time to the fullest of its potential. And that's something that, you know, unfortunately ebbs and flows with me. But I do know that I am possible of like creating a routine and sticking to it. And that's something I just want to take forward with me in a spring quarter, because honestly, I could have saved myself a lot of time and stress if I just gave myself the time to like be real with myself and sit down and be like, hey, okay, you have this due. Let's maybe start on it a little earlier. You know what I mean? But it's also, you know, winter quarter. Stuff happened. So I'm going to give myself credit where that's due. And I will also recognize my fault where that happened. But yeah, another good thing that happened this quarter or this past quarter was I went to therapy. Oh my God, what? Guys, who is she? Yeah, I went to therapy. It's not a bad thing. I was really realizing after this last episode that I posted, which I guess is a while now, but this last episode that I recorded about the mental health event with Evelyn Chavez, there's a lot of resources out there available. And I'll admit, I wasn't really sure of how I could play into that. I've been to therapy before, love therapy. And so because how hard winter quarter was last quarter, I was like, you know what? Let's go do that, because it was available. And that was one of the things that I wanted to take with me in a spring quarter. I really wanted to use my skills and access the different information that was made available and ready to me, provided by the school, that I could use to my fullest potential. And I, you know, I'm working on those tricks to like, you know, maintain a good schedule and all that stuff. So I think that's a good one. I definitely want to try coaching next. I definitely haven't though, just because I'm trying to see how that could fit into my schedule, but who knows? Maybe I'll give you guys a rundown of a coaching session. But yeah, that's another thing. The third thing that struck me as the most surprising this quarter was, and this is like a good thing while also being a bad thing, how busy I was. And honestly, there's space for me to admit that all of it was because of my own doing. You know, most of it was because of school and the clubs that I'm in. But for the other part of it, it was just like mismanaging of my personal life and stuff like that. You know, my events would overlap with some people that I had already made plans with. And I was just like, no, and it stressed me out so much. But you know, it happens. And so, yeah, I guess, honestly, what you could argue for this whole episode is that we're just recapping how bad the quarter went and how I mismanaged my time. But I don't want to have it be just that. And I'm so sorry if it already feels like that. But a good thing that I did do this quarter that I'm trying to continue on to next quarter is to read. One thing about me, I love reading. I love, you know, just diving into different stories, quite literally. And just, it's a way for me to escape. And I don't know if that's like healthy or not, but we'll see. I started reading, and I will admit, it wasn't voluntarily. I had to read a book for my Spanish class, and I quite literally loved it. And I love all books. And I have read this book before in English. It is called Senderos Fronterizos by Francisco Jimenez. So shout out to McHenry Bookstore for letting me loan that book. And that's also a free access resource that is so fun to go to, because, man, I don't have time to be paying for no books. But that's besides the point. Going into the book, it was obviously all in Spanish, and that was just the point of my Spanish class, was to read this whole book. And it was great. It, you know, it was a challenge for me, but it also made me, you know, practice another skill, and it made me take a break. Even though it was homework, and obviously I had to pay attention and write notes and stuff like that, I felt good while I was doing it. And, you know, I realized more and more as I get, you know, farther into my academic career as a second year, I really forget to take time for myself. And it's hard. Like, I am a full-time student. I have almost two jobs, and which also almost two jobs makes no sense, but, you know, we're not going to talk about it. And, you know, I am trying to figure out both of that at the same time while also maintaining a social life, which that part has become a little difficult, but that's okay.
Doing so,
I forgot to take time, but yeah, to take time for myself. And reading was one of the ways that in this last quarter, I truly took the time for myself. And I don't think I would have done that if it weren't for that class and that assignment. So shout out to Spanish classes. Any language classes, really, they're all so fun. But I think that's one of the things I want to end on, is to really just make time for myself is a big one. And I think that's honestly helpful for a lot of other people. I know one of my roommates, she's not a big reader, but she, you know, likes to watch movies and stuff like that. So she will, you know, take time for herself to just sit in her room and just like watch a movie. And that's just her way of de-stressing and relaxing at the end of the day, you know? And I think that's something really important that I've had to learn for myself a lot this quarter, just because there were times where I felt like I was over the limit. And then I was just like, wait, I'm okay. You know, I was like, I can do this. So yeah, overall, that was today's episode. I hope it wasn't too much of me rambling. I'm trying to get better at like sort of structuring my episodes. But yeah, again, I'm so excited to be back for this quarter. I am so excited for spring. I'm so excited to learn more tips and tricks. And ooh, should I do a book review series maybe? Slugcast Book Club, anyone? Who knows? But yeah. We will see. But again, thank you for listening to today's episode. There are more episodes to come, so don't worry. And yeah, see you guys more this quarter. All right. Have a good one.